Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
Well, Bev, what a wonderful career in badminton that you had. Quite a staggering one. Where did you grow up, and when did someone hand you a racket and say, this seems like a good idea, have a go at it?
Well, we grew up in Hobart. The family lived in Hobart, and our parents both played. They both represented the state, and Dad went on to represent Australia. And, of course, we'd go to the hall with them, and we would be on the court every opportunity we got in between their matches. And I played in my first tournament when I was six.
6 years of age playing in your first tournament. I guess it's a long time ago, but...
don't be like that.
How did you feel about that, Bev? Excitement?
Oh, yes, because my sister used to beat me in those days. She was a couple of years older than me.
Right.
Yes, but then I made a Southern under-16 team when I was eight, and an under-16 Tasmanian team that went to Melbourne when I was 15, I think it was.
So who taught you to play?
Well, it was my father, really. As I said, we were more or less brought up in the badminton halls. And we'd race onto the court every opportunity we got. And then later on, when we moved to Burnie, my father used to come with me at the early hours of the morning up to the Burnie Sports Centre to train. And, of course, we needed other people too. And a few other local players came, and some of those mornings were very cold.
mornings in Tasmania. And I suppose when you were developing as a player, you'd be putting many hours of training in, so it would be mornings and then evenings. Did badminton take up all of your spare time, apart from your schooling, I guess?
Yes, it did. Although I did manage to play other sports in between time to keep myself fit for badminton. And I used to do a lot of running, of course, and that was in between playing at early hours of the morning up at the Burnie Sports Centre.
And because it's a very quick hand-eye coordination sport, isn't it? And and I suppose you do need to be fit, and I suppose a lot of pressure on the knees and all that sort of thing. Did you have to do any? I guess you did a lot of stretching and all that sort of thing. Did you do any gym work back then, or was it just simply to getting out and playing?
Oh, no, you did do training, but it wasn't actually in the gym. It was in the hall, and yes, most of it was either running or playing, and it was routine, a lot of routines and things, yes.
So when did you win your first senior tournament, or when did you win your first tournament? Let's go with that.
My first tournament, well, I won underage, under-19 titles, which were, and then in 1965, I was selected in my first Tasmanian senior team, which travelled to Perth. And I was fortunate enough to win the under-19 Australian singles and ladies doubles, and then was runner-up in the mixed doubles. And then the next year, I won the mixed doubles, but was runner-up in the singles and ladies doubles.
Yeah.
Then I went on to represent Australia for the next 12 years and won several Tasmanian titles. And singles and doubles and the mixed doubles. And 1971, I think it was, won the Cliff Cup Memorial, which is classed as more or less the best and fairest at an Australian badminton carnival. Then in 1974, I won the ladies doubles, Australian ladies doubles again with my sister Pauline. And a couple of years later, I was fortunate to be ranked number 2 in Australia, and also won the Victorian ladies doubles with a lady, Robin Hobber, from South Australia. And I represented Australia on 8 occasions against New Zealand, Canada and China. And I retired from national competition in 1980. Won a few awards along the way.
Well, I can remember personally as a young kid growing up in Devonport, I used to see this lady with the frilly white skirt on and the glasses at every it's winning something all the time, Bev. It was you just seemed to churn them out. So that first senior tournament victory, was that the turning point where you felt, you know what, I think I can be really good at this and I want to go for it?
Well, I enjoyed it all along, and it just seemed to be in our DNA, I guess, because with Mum and Dad having played for so long as well, and Pauline playing, so it was a really family thing.
And it was one of those mixed sports things too, Bev, that the girls and the guys getting together and playing mixed tournaments. And it just seems that this is a sport in badminton where there were no problems at all with the females. They were super competitive and they were always accepted into tournaments and into clubs.
Yeah, that's quite true. Yes, there was no hassles at all with mixed doubles and women participating. It was equal for both.
And Ken Turner was around at the time too. I guess he's been a very influential person in badminton, and I know that he's done so much for the sport. Ken must have been a terrific support for you as you were coming through as well.
Oh yes, he was coach of one of the Australian teams that I was in, but my dad was the one who used to come with me every morning and at the coaching, at the playing early hours of the morning. Yes. But there were, you know, other coaches, Australian coaches that were on the mainland as well. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I spent a lot of time participating and training. Yes.
Were you disappointed that you never got to represent your country at the Commonwealth Games, or was that just, you just look at that and say, well, okay, well, I missed out there, a missed opportunity, but there must be some disappointment that you couldn't get in the team?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. I was actually in an Australian team that year when we played the Uber Cup in New Zealand, and yes, I just wasn't selected to go to Canada. It was that year.
And you played in the White Trophy as well, which is that New Zealand versus Australia, and having international competition, Bev, that must have, I guess, helped you elevate yourself to a different level playing against some of the internationals.
Oh yes, it was always a bit of pressure on you to do well, and there was a, when the White Trophy, actually there was an English group of people that came over to the state, and I played against the number one English woman at one stage. I mean, I didn't win, but it was quite an experience.
I'm chatting with a champion badminton player from Tasmania and Burnie and born in Hobart, Bev Height. Bev, you won 8 singles titles, 10 doubles and seven mixed doubles titles and 4 Stars of Sports Awards, which is a newspaper award over a dominant 15-year period. Does there any particular win during the course of all that sort of say, wow, I didn't think I'd win that, but I managed to get up and get on the dice, if you like?
Well, it would go back. One of the ones to remember would be in my first carnival in Perth when I was 16. When it came to the Australian Championships, I was to play the number one woman from Victoria, and I just happened to beat her in the first round. So
wow.
I was pretty happy about that. But winning the Australian titles that I did was very good too. I was happy with that.
And that national title that you won with your sister, how did that all go?
It was very tense actually, because we had a third set and we were down. It was a set game in the third, and we were down 4-love in the third set, playing to 5. and we came up and won, so that was pretty exciting.
And to play and win with your sister, that's just got to be a real highlight, I guess, of your career, because you said she's a couple of years older than you, and you were trying to make your way both as players. But that's pretty special that two sisters can get it done.
Oh yes, yes, and we were both in the Australian team too when we went to Jakarta to play in the Uber Cup. And that was really good. Yeah.
Now, I've been talking to your nephew, Brent Munday, who's a wonderful player in his own right, and he's coached overseas and all that sort of thing. And I'm doing my research for this, Bev. And he said, now, you lost in 1976 to your sister. He thought maybe Auntie Bev might want to chat about that.
Oh, well, yeah, I do recall that. That was, I don't want to say that. It was the only time that you beat me in a championship. Must have been having an off day.
Were you a similar type of player? Which leads me to a question, that what makes a really good badminton player? What is it that you need to have as to be successful at this sport?
Well, you've got to put in a lot of hard work, especially with your fitness, and a lot of practice. Yes, I think practice is the main thing.
And you've played the game for so long. How satisfying is it to look back after you finish playing it and say, wow, I think I probably did as well as I could do? Is that how you look back at your career?
Oh, yes, I'm quite happy with what I achieved. Especially, I mean, you play for the enjoyment. Well, I was playing for the enjoyment. You don't expect, you know, rewards and things like that. But all the rewards that came were a bonus. And I think probably the best one that I received was to be acknowledged and recognised with being inducted into the Tasmanian Sporting Hall of Fame. That was... and receiving service awards and merit awards. I felt that you just played for the enjoyment. There was no money involved in those days.
Is there money now, Bev, in badminton? Do you know? I mean, do you follow it internationally or whatever? Can someone carve out a career and make some money in badminton?
Well, I think they do. Yes, I think they do. I'm not 100% sure on all the details about that, no.
Now, I assume that you would have, when you left playing the game actively, I assume that you've remained in it for a period of time, coaching and you probably become an administrator. Is that something that you got stuck into?
I did a little bit of coaching. I kept playing for probably, I don't know, about another 5 or 6 years after I retired from national competition. But then... a couple of children took up all the time.
and what about those children? Have they carried on a little bit?
Well, the eldest son, Keir, he took up hockey, and Rowan, the youngest one, he took up basketball and cricket.
But that's a good thing, I guess, because it doesn't you can't always assume that your siblings are going to take up what you've done, and they've made their own way. And I guess that's what parenting is all about, isn't it? It's being able to encourage them no matter what, and not try and live your life through your kids and have forced that onto them.
Oh, no, they've done their own thing, and it's very good that they have.
And Bev, you are still in Burnie? Do you live in Burnie? Whereabouts are you these days?
Yes, we live in Burnie still. Yes, so maintain contact with many of the friends that I've met through playing sport on the mainland and in Tasmania. So it's very good.
And of course, you would have watched Brent's career come along, being the state coach, and I think he coached Fiji, and he's had an enormous success. I think he's represented Australia. The whole family must be very proud of what Brent's been able to achieve.
Oh yes, he's done very well. Yes, he has. So taken up a lot of his time too.
Well, he's got plenty of respect for his auntie, because there wasn't too many things that that I could get out of him that I could spring on you for this interview. But Bev, it's been wonderful to chat to you. As I said, as a young kid reading the newspaper and seeing this wonderful sports person who just seemed to be quite dominant in the game. And when I started to do this, and I've said that to many people that I've interviewed here in the Where Are They Now segment, I just thought I've got to speak to this person, and I knew that Bev Height was in amongst there. So thanks very much for your time. I appreciate you doing the interview, and all the very best.
Thank you very much.